Hey everyone, welcome in to another daily editorial here on the KE Report. I'm chatting with Eric Wetterling, founder and editor of The Hedgeless Horseman. Now, Eric, you and I were chatting off mic, as we always do, about the sector. And one thing that has come up a lot in our conversations is the fact that you're trying to ignore especially the short-term volatility, but broadly what the underlying precious metals prices are doing when you're analyzing the actual precious metal stocks. I think that's one of the best strategies out there, because if you come in with a bias that a certain metal is going to go to the moon, it can cloud your judgment in terms of the companies and the ones that you select for your portfolio. And right now, fact of the matter is, you can read some people that you know are always going to be bullish, and you can read some people that are always going to be bearish. And it all depends what kind of Twitter universe you follow. Diving down into the stocks, though, precious metal stocks, there's a big bifurcation that's happening here. There are a few stocks that just are continuing to run higher, and many stocks that are simply trading in this range. It might be a bottoming pattern, but fact of the matter is they're not causing any excitement to the upside. How are you viewing a lot of the juniors in your portfolio here, Eric?
Well, I mean, I try to stick, as you said. I mean, I'm focusing on what I can control, and I can only control what, you know, my opinion on a company is relative to where the price of gold, etc., is at. Basically, what I think the value of a company is, the expected value of a company is, and then compare it to where it's trading. So, I mean, you have also the ones who, you know, okay, the market is always efficient. I mean, then you can almost pretty much give up, because then you, by default, you're saying that there's no way to outperform the market. Or if you are outperforming, you can, you know, they can say that, well, you took, you know, a lot more risk or whatever. I don't buy into any of that. I mean, there's so much brain dead stuff happening in the market. I mean, there's memes worth 70 billion. Let's not get into that. But you know what I mean? So it's like, if I don't think you have to be a bit arrogant to actually try to beat the market. You have to think that you know more in the market. And honestly, it's like, what's the easiest way to beat the market? It's just having more patience and more discipline, etc. And like 95% of people are not going to beat the market in the long run. So 95% of opinions you're going to hear are probably pretty worthless. So I think it's like there's so much stuff out there, so much noise, people's opinions. The gold and silver daily swings, what people think gold and silver is going to go, yada, yada, yada. I mean, just stick to the basics is the best ROI, in my opinion. What is a company worth, in your opinion, and what's it selling for? And right now, it's like I see some bottoming formations in quite a few juniors. So, I mean, regardless of where I think gold and silver is even going in the medium term, I mean, they have been chronically cheap and underloved for such a long time. So, I mean, even if gold and silver heads down, I mean, it makes sense for the juniors to actually be forming bottoms, because they're if they go up, they're just catching up to where the gold and silver price is trading at. And even if they said silver and gold price goes down, I think they, you know, have upside inherent in them, because the intrinsic value is higher right now than, you know, what they're trading at. So I'm like, as always, I'm all in this sector, and right now I'm very bullish on stuff like Eloro Resources, for example. And like you said, there have been some stocks that have been trending higher, and I mean, Newfound Gold is a prime example of that. I mean, if you pick the right companies, quality companies, they're going to do well in a down market or in a sour or neutral market, and they're going to do well in a, you know, a bullish market. But if you pick crappy companies or, you know, high, you know, beta plays, etc., I mean, you're going to get killed when sentiment turns against you, and that's not a game I want to play.
So talking about, say, Newfound Gold or even Eloro, these are still kind of early stage exploration companies. I realize there's been a lot of holes drilled by Newfound and Eloro. They continue to poke some holes into that breccia pipe and around that breccia pipe. But still, these companies don't have PEAs out. They're not even close to that stage yet. Newfound, I think, might be getting a little closer if they decide to go down that road in the near term. But how can you value these type of companies when really it's based off of drill results? Good drill results, but the fundamental value argument of maybe a resource or something underpinning that, it isn't quite there yet.
No, I mean, that's the hard part. You have to have sort of, I guess, expectations range because, I mean, for better or for worse, until a company gets taken over or provides cash flow or whatever, I mean, they're all in essence trading sardines. I mean, there is a alternative universe where Newfound Gold would have drilled exactly the same holes, but nobody cared. Same success, same results, so just simply that there were no buyers really that paid any attention, or there were more sellers that were willing to part with their shares at a low price. So, I mean, you never know that kind of stuff. It's just that, I mean, there are factors that influence that, like jurisdiction is obviously one thing. Then you have the narrative, I mean, you know, another Foster will, another episodal gold system. So a story like that has a lot of stuff going for it because it makes people comfortable with paying up for current results and future potential because they have in their mind like, okay, yeah, I remember that Kirkland Lake. Everybody talked about Kirkland Lake, etc. So that's one of the things I think actually is kind of important. But then you can find cases like, in my opinion, Eloro Resources. That looks like it could be, I'm saying potentially here, you know, once in a few decades size deposit. And still, there's like barely anyone talking about Eloro on Twitter, barely any people in the on CEO.ca talking about Eloro, which kind of blows my mind because I'm like super bullish. And that's, of course, a good sign because that means that the excitement isn't really there yet. Nobody really cares yet. And there was an analyst report out recently, for example, which talked about they value the Santa Barbara breccia pipe alone to $15.8 per share. And Eloro is trading at 4.6. So even if they're half right, you can cut that estimate by 50%. There's still a, you know, some form of a margin of safety, even though it's not a guaranteed one. And there's no guarantee that anyone will pay up to said target price. But I mean, if you're starting there and they hit a 500 meters mineralized interval in the central breccia pipe, and there's five more breccia pipes or something that they think are there, and then there might be a gold tin porphyry depth. I mean, the risk reward gets skewed pretty heavily, and you know, one day I think people are gonna have to wake up to the fact that okay, this looks huge, and you want really to front run that stuff. I mean, Newfound Gold has obviously went up like a rocket. I mean, is the risk reward the same as it was 50% lower? No, even though they've drilled, you know, good results. I think lately the results haven't still kept up with expectations. Expectations have gone further up, but who knows? I mean, what they already have might be worth 1.2 billion. So I'm not saying it's going to, you know, go down or anything like that. It's just that, you know, you want to look further ahead than, you know, the future upside scenarios because I'd rather be somewhat right than exactly wrong. And for that, you need a big margin of safety in terms of, you know, upside potential, in my opinion. And Newfound Gold really had that, but it's been decreasing, obviously, as the market has gone up. I don't think Eloro has started even really to price in the kind of range of upside potential. And that's why I'm so bullish. I mean, relatively speaking, I'm more bullish Eloro than Newfound Gold right now.
Okay, there's a lot of forward-looking comments there that we do need to outline, and you're outlining a very bullish scenario here. Let's also put it into perspective that Eloro Resources last year, at the beginning of 2020, was down in the 20-cent range, and when the market started to take off, it was still in the, let's say, 50-cent range. Eloro right now is $4.50, so it already has run a lot. There's definitely some interest there. And Newfound Gold, look, we've talked about it a number of times. I even discussed it earlier on this week with Dave Erfley. They are in Newfoundland. It's a hot area. They're really drawing a lot of attention there, but they are over $1 billion market cap, again, without a resource. So let's see where these stocks go from here. And talking about valuation, it's hard to actually put valuation on these kind of companies because, again, they don't necessarily have that underlying resource or even any economic study. So that all, I think, needs to be put into context. But really, when it comes to these juniors, it's all about perception and it's all about what people think is the blue sky. And that's why these stocks keep on running. So, Eric, we'll wrap it up here. But thank you for sharing El Oro and Newfound. I understand why you like those stocks. They've gone up a lot. So anyone that has held those stocks for, let's say, the last year has done extraordinarily well. But you always need to take a step back and look at just how much they have run as well and what stage they're at. But both companies are drilling. Both companies still have, I think, a lot of attention and a lot of bullish optimism around them. Eric, thanks for chatting. I'll post a link to your website. We'll chat again next week. I hope you have a great weekend.
Thanks, Corey.